voice of the world, the sound with the beat, the sound that sets you tapping your feet. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure. The sound of the news, rhythm and blues,
Tchaikovsky swing, whatever you choose.
Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Welcome to All Things Radio, your weekly radio magazine. With radio news from a national perspective, call letter and format changes, sports news, featured radio stations from yesterday and today, your voicemails and phone calls, as well as special guests and featured segments. And now here's your host, Bill Sparks.
Educate, syncopate, radio communicate, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Well, hello and welcome to All Things Radio 718. They keep mounting up, and it's already April 4th, 2024, 4 days out from the eclipse, and people are very excited about that. So, but we're excited about radio, so we're going to talk about radio, and Jeff, here we are.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. I like the way the late Steve used to say it. Steve, he would say, we'll talk about radio and more radio and even more radio. Oh, that was so good. Well, first of all, we'll start things off with our radio news from a national perspective, followed up with a featured section by Bill Sparks. And we've done this before, but I always like when you can bring it back again because it is good. It's a feature on Jim White, who used to work at KMOX as a talk show host, also worked at KDKA AM in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My classic air check takes us back to Hartford, Connecticut, and we're going to listen to radio station WTIC-FM 96 Ticks with their Hot Hits format. You get to hear Bobby McGee and Bill Lenka. And finally, feature station segment, we're traveling to Portland, Maine, and we're going to listen to radio station WBLM-FM with their classic rock format, and they have the classic rock lunch and a little challenge here. How many people know the names of songs where the title of the song is never mentioned in the song itself? That's the challenge that he was presenting on this particular show that I recorded. So all in all, a very, very good show I think we're going to have. The usual crowd is here. We have Perry in Des Moines, Iowa. Sean and Gary are in Austin, Texas. Chris in Quincy, Massachusetts. Bill and Bernie in Indianapolis, Indiana. And we're all hoping that Jennifer gets better. She has been a little under the weather. That's why no caller and format changes this week, but we know that she'll be back bright and ready to go next week. So over to you, Bill.
Yeah, thank you very much. So I fixed up her new computer yesterday so it would work for her. And you talk about changing something that drives you crazy, changing from one computer to the next, and everything is supposed to be better for you in Windows 11 and whatever. And they tell you it's going to be better. They lie. It's not. You know what I mean? There's no real advantages to it. When you have to take extra steps to do things, then it's not advantageous for you. Or you have to do something and think about it and keep. I know you can get used to it, but gracious. You're supposed to get on the computer and get off or do what you got to do. But it is. It gets to be more of a challenge, or maybe it's just me. I don't know. But, Bernie, how are you this week? And you're probably like me. I don't really seen any real Indianapolis radio news, AM or FM.
Well, there was one. It was a sad loss. Michelle Rivers, who did middays back on WENS, passed away last Thursday.
Who? What was his name again?
Age of 54. Michelle. Her name is Michelle Rivers.
And oh,
she did
yeah.
middays on WENS. Yeah, for quite a while. And then she actually went to the Arch in St. Louis for 5 years. And but she had some health issues, and she was only 54, and she died a week ago tonight.
Oh, my. That's terrible here, and that's the kind of news we don't like to report. Unfortunately,
I know. I sadly want to, though.
Sadly, it's something that creeps into our everyday life. The older we get, yep, the older our friends get. So that,
she would want me to mention it because she would want the notoriety. That's how she was.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, the only problem here, Bernie, and I'm not trying to be maudlin here, but unfortunately, as we get older, the people that we cherish and love, and people who are friends of us, unfortunately, pass away, and it's just a fact of life, and yep, that's the way it is.
Yeah,
it does happen.
That happens.
54 is very young, though, and of course, when we were in our 20s, we thought, oh, he lived a pretty long life. He was 54, but
I know.
All right, here's two questions for you, and we'll clean out this segment. Do you think there will be radio changes on 1070 AM by the end of the year?
No.
Or do you think it'll still be the same?
Yeah, just the same.
Just the same. You think they're just going to keep on running it until they can finally find somebody to take it off their...
Yeah, they got to just find somewhere to take it.
Yeah, that's probably it.
I don't think anybody wants it. Yeah.
And
it's like
I don't even worry about it.
It's like Emmis. They can't get anyone to buy WLIB AM. No one wants to buy.
I'm sure they can't.
I mean, no.
Exactly.
No, they can't. And what about, do you think by the end of this year or next year we'll hear about new studios coming for Urban One?
Yeah, I do. I think probably by the end of next year. They move slowly.
Yeah, they kind of work like the government, don't they?
They're taking so long.
You said it's run by committee, right? Isn't that what the issue is?
Well, I didn't say that, but I think Bill said that.
Okay, somebody did. Yeah, I heard it somewhere.
Yeah. Let me take the fall for that one.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I just know that I'll be, done in a couple of weeks. And if I ever want to come back, I've been invited back. So,
good.
I may take him up on that sometime.
Even if you cut back, even if you come back, you can't leave, because radio's part of the blood. That's something that you can't get out of you, right, Bernie? It's the way it is. So
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't cut back. I've cut back too much. If I'm going to do it, I want to at least do two weekend shifts.
He likes the gig that he's been on lately. That's good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And every once in a while I get to do a week. I work for somebody for a week, and it's interesting because it just brings in fun money. It's all of a sudden you go, oh, I got a check. Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah, it gives you something to do. Well, very good.
Exactly.
Hey, speaking of a check, if I don't let him do this news, he won't get his check. So Jeff will be home.
And I got to pay my dentist.
No, actually, you know what I was thinking, Jeff?
What's that?
I was thinking we would call the great K and maybe she'd figure out a way to spend that money.
She might.
Yeah.
She might just do that.
I was going to say it's going to be like pulling teeth to get money out of Jeff for that bill.
Yeah.
Right about that.
I'm not going to say any more.
Never mind.
I think we'll just go to the radio news before I really do get in trouble. Yeah, how about that news?
I'm Jeff Bennett for All Things Radio, and here's what's happening in the world of broadcasting. The survival of a media company in New York City is in doubt. The FCC allows some separate programming on FM boosters. We'll let you know what's happening on the street and conclude our look at the Nielsen February Personal People Meter ratings. It was yet another busy week this week in the world of broadcasting, and the survivability of a media company makes news. The media company is Media Co., which owns two radio stations in New York City. WBLS-FM transmits on a frequency of 107.5 with an urban format, and WQHC-FM transmitting on a frequency of 97.1 programs a hip-hop format. In their 2023 earnings report, management is concerned about this company's viability and ability to continue operation. The company is seeing downturns in its profitability, and those downturns are expected to continue for the foreseeable future. One of the big problems here is that Mediaco owns MS Broadcasting $6.5 million when they purchased both radio stations, and they may not be able to pay their liquidity obligations. They're also looking at some cost-cutting as well as borrowing to continue operations. The FCC is also making news by allowing FM boosters to have some limited separate programming. An FM booster is an auxiliary transmitter which augments the signal of the existing radio station on the existing frequency. Geo Solutions allows these boosters to provide separate programming. The FCC will allow 3 minutes of separate programming per hour, and this separate programming is in the form of advertising breaks. And these boosters cannot interfere with first, second, and third adjacent channels. Now let's take a quick look and find out what's happening on the street. Nielsen is realigning its radio markets. The biggest radio market affected here is San Francisco, California. San Francisco is normally ranked at market number 4. However, it will be swapping with Dallas. Dallas will be number 4, and San Francisco will be rated as market number 5. Nielsen is also making news by eliminating ratings for 3 radio markets. The markets here are Greenville, North Carolina, Visalia, California, as well as Sunbury, Sellersburg, and Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. The reason for the elimination of ratings for these markets is the lack of subscribers paying for ratings for these markets. Now let's move to Seattle, Washington, where there are not only 1, 2, but 3 country radio stations. The dominant country radio station in Seattle, Washington is KKWF-FM, which is owned and operated by Odyssey. But all at once, 2 more radio companies have decided to program country music on their radio stations. Radio stations are KPNW-FM, transmitting on a frequency of 98.9, dropping its alternative rock format, and 101.5 KPLZ-FM, dropping its hot adult contemporary format. In the case of KPNW-FM, the station is returning to what it had been doing a few years ago, and returning to the market is Fitz, who'll be doing the morning show for this radio station. We'll provide you with an air check of these 2 radio stations in a future All Things Radio live broadcast. Now let's move to Chicago, Illinois, where radio station WBBM-FM, transmitting on a frequency of 96.3, has a new morning show. Well, it's a new but old morning show with the return of Eddie and Jobo to the on-air schedule. The last time we heard Eddie and Jobo was when they worked at radio station WJMK-FM a number of years ago. WJMK-FM in Chicago, Illinois programs a classic hits format. iHeartMedia is making changes to the morning shows at 2 radio markets, Atlanta, Georgia, and Cleveland, Ohio. In both cases, gone are locally originated morning shows, being replaced with the syndicated Bobby Bones Show, syndicated by Premier Radio. The stations affected here are WGAR-FM in Cleveland, Ohio, and WUBL-FM in Atlanta, Georgia. Now let's move to Baltimore, Maryland, where Hearst Broadcasting owns radio station WZBA-FM, transmitting on a frequency of 100.7. They'll be expanding their coverage of the suburbs of Baltimore, Maryland, with a new frequency on 107.5. The station broadcasts a classic rock format. Now let's move to Anchorage, Alaska, where Alpha Media has made changes at radio station KHAR-AM, transmitting on a frequency of 590 with their FM translator. Gone are the sports, replaced by a nostalgia format. Alpha Media says that the station will not employ any radio announcers, but will use creative imaging to promote the radio station. Cumulus has dropped the Nash brand from another one of its radio stations. This time it's radio station WXTA-FM in Erie, Pennsylvania. The station broadcasts on a frequency of 97.9, and they're using the slogan Erie Country 97.9. No other changes have been made to the radio station at this time. Odyssey has sold its radio station WSPA-FM, serving Greenville, South Carolina. The company purchasing the radio station is North Sam Media, and North Sam Media will be operating the radio station under a local marketing agreement. The station is now broadcasting a regional Mexican format. Finally, with the sale of radio station WJIB-AM and its FM translator to John Garabedian, John Garabedian has relaunched the radio station as the Memories Channel. WJIB-AM 740 and its FM translator has an updated playlist and is now streaming. You can find all the information at WJIB.com. Now it's time to conclude our look at the Nielsen February Personal People Meter ratings. In Charlotte, North Carolina, the number 1 ranked radio station is WSOC-FM with a country format. The number 2 ranked radio station is WBAV-FM with an urban format. Finally, the number 3 ranked radio station in Charlotte, North Carolina is WLKO-FM with an adult hits format. In Portland, Oregon, the number 1 ranked radio station is KKCW-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number 2 ranked radio station is KXL-FM with a news talk format. Finally, the number 3 ranked radio station in Portland, Oregon is KLTH-FM with a classic hits format. In San Antonio, Texas, the number 1 ranked radio station is KONO-FM with a classic hits format. The number 2 ranked radio station is KTKX-FM with a classic rock format. Finally, the number three rock radio station in San Antonio, Texas is KISS-FM with a rock format. In Salt Lake City, Utah, the number one rock radio station is KSFI-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two rock radio station is KRSP-FM with a classic rock format. Finally, the number three rock radio station in Salt Lake City, Utah is KSL-AM with a news talk format. In Sacramento, California, the number one rock radio station is KSEG-FM with a classic rock format. The number two rock radio station is KYMX-FM with a hot adult contemporary format. Finally, the number three rec radio station in Sacramento, California is KFBK-AM with a news talk format. In Orlando, Florida, the number one rec radio station is WOCL-FM with a classic hits format. The number two rec radio station is WCFB-FM with an urban format. Finally, the number three rec radio station in Orlando, Florida is WMGF-FM with an adult contemporary format. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the number one rec radio station is WWSW-FM with a classic hits format. The number two rec radio station is WDVE-FM with a classic rock format. Finally, the number three rec radio station in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania is KDKA-FM with a sports format. In Las Vegas, Nevada, the number one rec radio station is KSNE-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two rec radio station is KKLZ-FM with a classic hits format. Finally, the number three rec radio station in Las Vegas, Nevada is KWID-FM with a Spanish format. In Cincinnati, Ohio, the number one rec radio station is WGRR-FM with a classic hits format. The number two rec radio station is WLW-AM with a news talk format. Finally, the number three rec radio station in Cincinnati, Ohio is WUBE-FM with a country format. Kansas City, Missouri, the number one rec radio station is KCMO-FM with a classic hits format. The number two rec radio station is KCFX-FM with a classic rock format. Finally, the number three rec radio station in Kansas City, Missouri is WDAF-FM with a country format. In Cleveland, Ohio, the number one rec radio station is WZAK-FM with an urban format. The number two rec radio station is WMJI-FM with a classic hits format. Finally, the number three rec radio station in Cleveland, Ohio is WNCX-FM with a classic rock format. In Columbus, Ohio, the number one rec radio station is WCOL-FM with a country format. The number two rec radio station is WBNS-FM with a sports format. Finally, the number three rec radio station in Columbus, Ohio is WSNY-FM with an adult contemporary format. In Indianapolis, Indiana, the number one rec radio station is WTLC-FM with an urban format. The number two rec radio station is WJJK-FM with a classic hits format. Finally, the number three rec radio station in Indianapolis, Indiana is WFBQ-FM with a classic rock format. Finally, in Austin, Texas, the number one rec radio station is KBPA-FM with an adult hits format. The number two rec radio station is KUT-FM with a public radio format. Finally, the number three rec radio station in Austin, Texas is KKMJ-FM with an adult contemporary format. Finally, if you're in love with Taylor Swift and you're a subscriber to SiriusXM Satellite Radio, you're in luck. Channel 13 is the Taylor Swift channel, playing everything Taylor Swift. This is a month-long channel leading up to the release of her new album. If you have any comments concerning this portion of the podcast, there are many ways you can get in touch with me. First of all, you can send me an email. My email address is Jeff. That's J-E-F-F, Jeff, at allthingsradio.net. Or you can send me a voicemail with our feedback line. The phone number is 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595. And hit option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Very good, Jeff.
And by the way, WYXP is number 4, which is unusual because they've always been either 1, 2, or 3.
I just wanted to tell you, I needed to tell you one thing about that. It's an obvious mistake. WYXP is number 1, and I think we all know that.
No, of course they
have one with a bullet.
Because we know that, Bernie.
Move on. Yeah.
Number 1 in our heart.
Well, and
at least until the 20th.
Soon. I'll try not to care after that, but I'll always care. Yeah.
That sounds like a song. We understand, Bernie.
Yeah. By the way, it's a one-hit wonders weekend coming up this weekend.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I like those. Yeah. Those are fun, but
no value.
I'm wondering,
from what I can tell.
Oh man. Well, I'll get JMV to play that.
Call Saturday night. JMV will play it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll play it for me. He has before. Yeah, he'll play it again. But yeah. But what I was wondering though. All right, you mentioned those stations in New York City, the Media Co. Would this be a way a company who's not in New York City, like an Urban One, who maybe wouldn't have considered, just buying 98.7 and 1190, we mentioned, nobody wants them. Would this be a way to say, we can go get 3 stations now and be in a market, because instead of just having one there, one and a little AM station that nobody cares about, but
well,
would this be a way for them to say,
That's a possibility.
I mentioned Urban One, but not necessarily just them, but I'm using them as an example.
Yeah, it's a possibility. But the other thing is, if, of course, if Mediaco gets the financing, they can continue running. The only thing I did not hear, I didn't hear the word, the evil word that you hear a lot these days and with radio companies is bankruptcy. I didn't hear that word mentioned. So we really don't know. But you could be onto something there, Sean. I just don't. If I knew and if I had the money, I would buy the two stations. But I don't have the money, so that's all I can
do
say.
Do you want to move to New York City?
Well, I'm from there, but no, I don't want to necessarily move to New York City.
There's more stuff to do in New York City than Albany, Jeff. We know that.
That is exactly true. And I mean, more than you realize, Chris.
By the way, Jeff, a little bit of an update. You know, we were following this Max and Amy cancellation on WHO here. They are having different people, I guess, from other places now fill in to do that show in the morning because their first thing of it did not go well at all. And this week, the fill-in is Gary Jeff Walker. Isn't he from WLW, Bill?
That name does sound familiar, yes.
It doesn't sound familiar to me. But
I've never heard of him. I heard of Jerry Jeff Walker.
That's what I was going to say.
He can't do anymore.
I think this guy has filled in for Bill Cunningham before. So, go ahead, Bernie.
Okay, that doesn't necessarily mean he's from there. He could have just been a fill-in. But anyway, the other thing I wanted to say about WLW is they're number two. How about that? That doesn't happen very often.
I don't know. They've been number two to that GRR. They have a battle. They go back and forth, I think, when you hear these.
Mm-hmm. Wait till the baseball season gets really started. I mean, it's just beginning, and we'll see what the next book has to offer.
I think the interesting one was KDKA-FM being number three. That doesn't usually happen.
No, it doesn't.
Speaking of baseball, Jeff, I did get an email from TuneIn, and I mean, take this for whatever you take it as. They say that you can stream baseball games in market, whatever in market means, because the other night I tried the Cubs, I was fine. Then I tried the White Sox, I was not fine. So then I tried the Royals, not fine. The Cardinals, I was fine. So take in market for whatever you take in market to mean, but TuneIn says you can get in market games on TuneIn, whatever that's going to mean.
Okay. So what happens when you try to stream a game and it's not there?
It just tells you
this event is not available. We will be back with our regular programming when the game is over.
That's what it says on the station when you go to their stream, but on TuneIn it just tells this game is not available as part of feature. Okay. It says it different on TuneIn than it does on your regular state when you go to see the stream station.
But like I say, take in market for whatever you want to take it as, because it may mean it may mean something different for every person out there.
Yeah,
that reminds me. Go ahead, Chris. No, I was going to say
the difference in the old days, like in the NFL, what it meant was, I think it was 90 miles away. So people used to go, and you've probably heard this story, Jeff. People used to go because this is when you couldn't broadcast the home games. And people used to go to, like, around Hartford and rent hotel rooms so they could watch the Giants, in the hotel.
My parents had friends who gave up their season tickets because what they did to watch the Giant home games on television is they lived in Long Island, and all they had to do is buy an antenna with a rotor and turn those antennas towards Hartford, Connecticut, or New Haven, Connecticut.
Get Channel 3,
and get Channel 3 or get Channel 8, or whatever channels would carry those games. Yeah. But
And
talking about streaming, I have a very good friend of mine named Mario, who Bill has talked to on the phone. And he always teases me because I love WINS. He says, no, your radio is only going to get WCBS. So I can just imagine. He's going to say now, when I mention this, he's going to talk about it with me on the phone tomorrow, most likely, or send me a text message. You put in TuneIn Radio, and it'll say, WINS is no longer available in your market. And we'll have a bit of fun over that. And
it's even interesting with the Iowa women and all the success that they're having is people. There's one station, I guess I don't want to say it publicly because then that might change it. But depending on the state, on where you're at, you can listen to, I can stream WHO, obviously. But a lot of people try to listen and have not been having success. But right. there is one station, but I don't want to say it publicly.
No, and the thing is, again, I found another one that I told Perry about that I was able to get, but WHO would not. And the thing is, the women are not, it is not anything that is being blocked by any edict. You know, with the men's tournament, there is. But
Westwood One, I think, is on the women. I think the women
they do the women on Westwood One, but they've been streamed historically everywhere anyway. You know, I've gotten them pretty much wherever I wanted to get them. So, other than WHO the other night, I couldn't get them there, but I got them.
But we do have a hand, don't we, Jack?
And I've been trying to get her to unmute. It's Pam Drake.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
She may not be able to find the unmute button on the iPhone, but I know it's there in the middle of the screen or to the left of the screen.
Lower left.
So, okay. Maybe I better zoom over here.
Okay.
Well, the only thing I could say is that Albany and New York was on the map for this women's thing, and I got to tell you, it just made news all over the place. It was just something that you can't believe. Every TV station, every radio station was talking about nothing but about Caitlin Clark and Iowa. Caitlin Clark.
Well, I can tell you, Jeff, Rob Brooks and Tiffany Reedy, who are the Iowa announcers, they said that arena the other night for that LSU game was full. They said there in the Colorado game on Saturday, they said there was a little, you know, there were some openings there, but the other night they said that arena was totally packed. And you could hear
it was the highest rated game ever for women's basketball. 12.3 million people watched it on a Monday night. Yeah.
Wow.
So if it's good, they'll watch it. What about Pam here?
She's got no audio right now. So I'm going to lower her hand, and if she can get back in, we'll definitely let her in.
She's unmuted, but she just...
And you'll see it at the bottom of the list, Terry.
Yeah.
So all I can say is I don't know if we'll see this. I don't know how often Albany's going to be the host for March Madness. They have done it before. So
they've done hockey, too. And, you know, I mean, so they're in the mix for this when they're looking for some of the smaller markets. You know, they did two regions in they do it differently for the women. They did two in Portland and two in Albany. And, you know, there's a rotation. So they're probably still in the mix, especially because they drew well in the Iowa game. So, you know, and that's not teams that are – it wasn't like Syracuse. It's the teams that had to travel, so that's good.
What you may have to do, Pam, if you want to talk, it's possible that you may want to go out and make sure your audio is connected when you come back in. That may work too, Bertie.
Yeah.
So the other big news, of course, is the total eclipse of the heart. No, I'm sorry. The total eclipse of the eclipse on Monday. And there's supposed to be a device for blind people to watch the eclipse or hear the eclipse, but they didn't make too many of them. And it makes different pitches as the light, as the sun darkens.
And, yeah, there's an iOS app that does that too.
However, I'm not going to be worrying about the eclipse too much. I remember it from 1963 or 64 when we had one.
63, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was in summer camp up in Vermont. I remember that. That's
yeah, and that one, the further north you went, the more, I think Maine was the real site of, you know, in this country of the most totality. And it was like on Saturday afternoon.
Maine.
Saturday afternoon around 5 something. And I remember, like I said to the guys beforehand, I went outside and I do have light perception, so that helps, but it was getting darker. I went outside and you could see that the stations were starting to come in. And of course, in 5 o'clock in July, they wouldn't be, but starting up at the end of the dial where WPTR and those stations, KBW, you could notice them starting to come in as the eclipse got worse. And of course, they went away 20 minutes after the eclipse, but it was interesting.
Well, they would not have cut their power.
No, they didn't. And that's fine. It didn't interfere with anything. I was, you know, anything local.
It would be kind of fun to hear it that way. You know, usually stations have to cut their power at night. Have you ever heard a station forget to cut their power at night?
Oh, many a time. Yes.
It doesn't happen that much, but I actually have heard that happen.
Many a time.
In our group, if you're Austin, you should have a pretty good angle of it. And Bernie, you guys should be able to do it pretty well. And then right on northeastward to Maine.
Yep.
Yeah, we may cut off the show a little early on Monday so we can go listen to our radios.
My daughter said something. Well, you know, Jeff, he says, Dad, you know, you could look at the eclipse and it wouldn't bother you because you can't see anyway. And I said, you're right about that.
Well, I'm sure nowadays, though, on the AM radio, we're just going to get the interference anyway that we get now.
I'll probably like run a quick spin through the dial if I think about it.
Yeah.
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 Well, as they say on television, because we can't do it, well, say film next week at All Things Radio.
Right.
Yep. Yes.
They used to say film at 11, but that's all.
Film at 6. Film at 6.
Well, do you guys want to go back in time just a little bit, not too far, and hear a host by the name of Jim White, who used to entertain you at night off of KMOX? I bought 2 or 3 radios on his recommendation.
Oh. I remember him, though. I used to, because back when
I liked him.
I mean, now you can stream everything, but back when you could just hear it on a regular radio, I used to be able to pick him up late at night on KMOX.
Now, if I held that against him, radios he recommended weren't so great, but,
And for those who live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, they might remember him from his days at KDKA AM as well.
I don't remember that, Jeff.
I don't either, but that's what it said when I read the article about him.
Yeah, so. I've heard that, but I didn't remember him. You know,
I think I've heard him say that all the time. Worked there at one.
Yeah, he talked about working there, but I never, obviously, I wouldn't have heard him there.
Yeah, he was from Pennsylvania, so that I do know. So
we're going to do 2 parts of the segment. They're short. So one is a montage of his greatest shows, and then there will be a tribute to him. So here we go. Let's get started.
There are literally thousands of American flags being waved by the JCs. The reaction is tremendous at this point. I'm just looking around the auditorium. I see no sign of any protest signs. Just a sea of red, white, and blue. It's a beautiful sight. I'm sure it's a beautiful sight for the president. Mr. Nixon is now shaking hands with some of the newly elected JC officers.
9:10 KMOX radio time as we continue with Act Your Service on a Monday evening. And in the studios with me now, as promised earlier, Saviera Hollander, author of a book known as The Happy Hooker, and psychiatrist Dr. Jack Eidelman. We welcome you both to our studios, and I haven't the vaguest idea what we're going to talk about this evening. We may turn this place into a parking lot before the night's over, but hopefully we'll be able to talk over the subject matter at hand in an academic manner with talked about virtually everything else.
In this hour, our guest will be Dr. Daniel Ellsberg, the man who has been indicted and indicted and indicted with regard to the Pentagon Papers. We're talking with Dr. Ellsberg in his Cambridge home. Dr. Ellsberg, how are you this evening?
Fine. Hello, is this the St. Louis program?
Yes, this is Jim White. We're on the air right now.
Had you called earlier or not?
We've been trying for about 10 minutes, and we were getting a busy signal and another number out of service, but we finally got through.
Okay, fine.
Good of you to join us this evening. We have a number.
Good morning. This is Jim White for your information. Subject, lead poisoning. Source, Gil Copley, the head of St. Louis's lead poisoning control program. If it's true that this nation's future hinges on the development of its youth, then there are thousands of youngsters in the city of St. Louis whose chances of participating in the American dream are seriously compromised.
Probably at this very minute, there's a crime being committed, a major crime in the city of St. Louis. And statistics would tell us that probably that crime is taking place somewhere in the inner city. That's statistically correct. And if you're listening on your transistor right now, don't do that. Pay attention to what we have to say in this hour.
Campaign spending reform has become a hot issue in the wake of the Watergate scandals, and it was at the top of the agenda when Missouri lawmakers went to work last January. In fact, they went to work a month early in a special session to consider the matter. But for a variety of reasons, no spending bill was ever passed. So a group calling itself Missourian for Honest Elections is taking the issue directly to the people.
To ask you, you were talking about putting your shoes on and that?
Yeah.
I put my socks on.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah.
And then I put my pants on.
Uh-huh.
Then my shirt, then my shoes.
Okay, I hadn't really thought about the rest of it. Usually I put my socks on. No, I usually put my pants on, then I put my sock and a shoe, and a sock and a shoe, then a shirt.
Oh, yeah?
Now, would you put a left shoe on or a right shoe first?
Well, I'm left-handed, so my left foot always goes first after I get... Well, I got to get my socks on, it goes...
Yeah, well, but I'm right-handed, and I usually do my left shoe first.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm kind of ambidextrous, you know.
I'm ambidextrous.
Yeah, okay. I never heard that term before.
I just made it up.
Oh, well, it sounds like a winner to me.
Okay, well, pay attention now, because if you get these things out of sync, it can ruin your day.
Oh, yeah. Because I gotta get dressed just right before I go to work, you know.
Okay.
There's woe, despair, and there's gloom.
If you have a comment to make about the way I do the program, it's boring, it's of no use to anybody else, and no interest, so let's dismiss it.
Much talk of disaster and doom.
Have you heard a word I have said?
Hey, guys, join me from 11 till 3.
What engine do you have in that Toyota?
I don't know what engine.
Good night.
For happier thoughts, I'll make room.
Hi, this is Jim.
Jim, I think you were rude to that girl.
Good night.
I'm Jim White. I am that which goes bump in the night.
I'm kind of scared to say what I have to say.
Okay. No, I just hung up with the last guy because, never mind why I hung up on it.
Monday through Friday, The Night Side on KMOX St. Louis.
Jim White was one of those people that everyone has a story about. Listeners, of course, who loved listening to him on the radio, but also people who knew him here at the radio station and what an impact Jim White had on their lives. Bob Heil, our good friend, joins us this morning here on Total Information AM, and it's always good to have you on the show, but we're going to have you on sometime when we're not mourning the loss of someone we all knew.
Good morning to you, and yes, it's kind of sad because it seems like here lately the only time we talk is when someone passes away, and this one hit me big time because Jim meant a lot to me. I was on the air with him here on KMOX for 25 years, and it was just a relationship that was so special. We had this great, it was just a bond. We didn't have any scripts. We knew what each other was going to say when the listeners called in, and of course, we brought a lot of information, and that's what Mr. Hyland wanted me to do, and complimented me on the fact that I could talk about these new technologies, and he could understand it. So he said, "Just go in there and get to it, kid."
Jim gave you the nickname of High Tech Heil, didn't he?
It was Jim White that laid that High Tech Heil on me, and it stuck, and it's still here.
Nothing wrong with that by a long shot. Now, the two of you had a common affinity in that you both love ham radio.
That's how I met Jim White, along about 76. When he got off the air, he would get on his ham radio and talk to a bunch of us locally here in St. Louis area as he drove home. And four or five of us became really close friends. And then in 1977, he said, "You need to come on the air with me sometime and tell me about what you're doing." I was traveling, I think, with Peter Frampton at the time. And we started talking about some of my activities in my company. But then Mr. Hyland thought we should talk about technology. And you know, it's really interesting. I'm sitting here today. I got it out last night. That picture that's on, that young picture of Jim that's on the KMOX website, that microphone Jim gave me. He had it when they changed microphones, and I have it here in my studio, and it's sitting
and,
here.
And our boss would like to have it back, by the way.
Nope, just being facetious there.
And now here you are making microphones for everyone else on the planet.
Yeah, well, it kind of started with Jim. We started building microphones for the ham radio industry, and he was kind of my test market.
What was his call sign for ham radio anyway?
Well, this is the story, and this is a great story. You're going to love this. Mr. Hyland would never let anybody have KMOX on the license plate. He would buy it each year and put it in the file cabinet. He didn't want anybody to have KMOX. When Jim got his license, he had a different call that the FCC assigned. But a few years after that, I think it was probably along about maybe the late 80s or 90s, the FCC would allow you to pick your call letters, and Jim picked out KM0X. But it so happens that the state of Missouri does not put the slash through the zero, so Jim White had a license plate KMOX, and he was very proud of that.
You know, there are so many people, Bob, who have said that they got into radio because of Jim White. So it just goes to show that not only personally, but professionally, he had quite an impact on a lot of people. We appreciate you joining us this morning, and thanks for sharing some of your memories.
Well, thank you. And if it wasn't for Jim, I wouldn't be doing some of the things we're doing, and I'm going to miss him so much. I talked to him on the ham radio a lot, but I haven't heard him the last month, and it's really going to be a disaster in my life. But thank you for having me. I'm very honored to be on today and talking about our great friend Jim White.
Know that you are not alone, Bob, by any stretch of the imagination in missing Jim. Thank you very much again for joining us.
Wow.
Well, hope you enjoyed that one.
That was cool.
That was interesting because you remember about a month ago, we had a feature about that guy that was
right
there, Bob. Right.
That's right. Yeah.
Like I told you, the longer we keep going,
the more we repeat ourselves.
Right. Well, yeah, we do that. Some people tell stories more than once a year.
They do.
Yeah,
they do.
On this panel.
We've heard that. We've gotten that feedback from our audience.
Stay nameless.
And I'm not sure when he first came to KMOX because it was 1968, and I think he might have been doing days at some point because I was traveling across the United States. We went from New York to California back when I went to summer camp. I was 15 years old, and I'm sitting there listening to KMOX, and it's Jim White. And he spent a lot of years there, and he entertained me at night. And one of the people who you know from All Things Radio, because he's been a part of the legend for a long time, is Mike Loft. He used to call Jim White, and Jim White was talking about the Ten Commandments, and he said, well, if God says thou shalt not kill, then why do we eat meat? Because we kill beef to eat meat, and then that's killing. And that invoked a bunch of conversation. This is what Mike brought up on the Jim White Show. And they must have talked about this subject for an hour, and Mike told me about this.
Mm-hmm. I called him a couple times, yeah, in my 20s, because he was there. He was there, man, all through my childhood, into my 20s, and I think, like, early 2000s is when he finally stepped aside, I believe, somewhere around there. And, yeah, I mean, he was on, like I said, usually 11 to 3, but a lot of times if the Cardinals had a night off, obviously, or they didn't have sports, he'd come on, sometimes go from like 8 at night to 2 or 3 in the morning.
There were some really stable all-night radio back in the late 60s, early 70s with Larry Glick, Jack Wheeler, and Jim White. There was a guy, Jack McKinney, on WCAU for a while. It was very good. And Long John Neville, of course, and Barry Farber. And if you could dial around and you knew...
Or Herb Jepko out west, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
oh,
the nightcaps. And,
God, the mighty, could, mighty, the mighty, nighty nightcaps.
Mighty nightcaps. And you could dial around and they'd be there for years. You know, Larry Glick was at BZ from 68, and then they moved, he left there in the 80s. But, you know, I mean, things got kind of crazy towards the end. But at least 10, 12 years, these people would be on, and you'd know where they were and what station you had because, well, there's Larry, there's Jim White, there's Jack Wheeler, whatever. You know, there they were.
Yeah. Well, and Jim White was very friendly with blind people. He was very interested in, like, technology for the blind and stuff that was going on with blind. He was very, I guess, cooperative and very accepting because he knew he had a lot of blind listeners, so he would keep up with that also.
All right, we have Charles in Baltimore. What would you like to tell us, Charles?
Excuse me. He's interesting. It seems like, to a degree, and this is the only time I heard him, he had a dry sense of humor. He reminded me so much of someone WCBM in Baltimore used to have, Chuck Boyles. He reminded me of the style of Chuck Boyles.
I remember him.
Yeah, he didn't stay at WCBM too long, but because he didn't like Baltimore. I liked the two gentlemen, Chuck Boyles and the one we just heard.
He never stayed anywhere too long.
Jim White.
But he was
Chuck
interesting.
Boyle, I mean.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, they're very interested. I'm glad that you I wish if you could ever find Chuck Boyles from somewhere, it'd be nice to listen to him.
We'll do our best to do that.
Do what?
We'll do our best to try to find that, Charles. Thank you. We'll do our best.
And thank you.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
One.
Well, and the talk shows nowadays are not the same. You know, what he was doing was a, you know, he would talk the issues, but he was probably playing pretty much down the middle and, you know, asking Daniel Ellsberg questions that somebody who was hostile to him might ask, and questions favorable to him putting out the Pentagon Papers. You know, I'm sure he did it that way, that hour, with Daniel Ellsberg, and that kind of a figure. And you don't get that anymore. It's either we're going to, you know, Daniel Ellsberg's on a liberal talk show. Oh, you're wonderful. Daniel Ellsberg's on a conservative talk show. You're an idiot. And that's the way they do an interview on the talk shows nowadays.
And not only that, was a lot more challenging back then, because not all stations had call screeners for talk shows back then. A lot of times, if you did a talk show, you were running it right from the seat of your pants. And when the call came in, you couldn't screen it before, like they have the producers. What are you going to talk about and all this stuff? It was much more challenging back then.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And talk shows now, the consultants tell the stations, this is what you should do in a talk show. The talk hosts had a lot more freedom back then to really develop the show.
Yeah, and I think every city's different, too. I think that, you know, what you want to talk about in Boston might be different than Philadelphia, might be different than New York or St. Louis. And it's, for example, St. Louis had a weird setup where they did this with their sports shows. They were early in sports talk, but what they would do is, somebody call in and they'd say so and so. They give them a minute to ask a question. They had this guy Bob. What was his name? Bob Brake or something.
Bob Burns.
Yeah, Bob Burns. And he would just answer the question. Then the next guy would call and they'd answer the question. 20 seconds. They wouldn't talk to them. They would just come in. You know, what do you think the Cardinals are going to do at third base this year? Well, blah blah blah. And he'd answer it. Then next guy call in. How about the wide receivers for the football Cardinals? And he just answered the question. He wouldn't talk to them. It was a very strange format that they did.
Carol D. Sports Central Dallas was like that in the early years, but they were kind of patterned after KMOX, I think.
Mm-hmm. And let's not forget about the time when the talk shows didn't put the callers on the air, and the announcer would say,
"Oh yeah,"
and Bill and whoever would want to know. Well, Bill, yes, I can tell you the answer to the question is so and so, because they didn't have the technology, or they didn't have the 7-second delay. So,
right,
you know, talk radio has certainly come a long way. Oh, right,
Ed and Wendy King.
That's right,
Ed and Wendy. Yes, that was exactly it. And one of them would talk to the caller. And then tell the other, they were husband and wife, and would tell the other one what was being said, and then they'd talk about it and so forth. And then they'd have what they called, a party pretzel. It'd be a trivia question. They'd take the answer off the air for the one trivia question of the night, and then they'd give it at the end of at midnight when they were going off. But it was really interesting the way they did that show.
Yeah, it was always interesting to me that KDK had a regular talk show before, where they had phone calls on the air, and then that show didn't.
Way they liked to do it, and they've been doing it. I think they started like in the mid-50s that way, and they continued to do it up until he died. I don't remember when.
And then
was.
She did not want to continue the show of solo, because she was offered the ability to do that. They offered to do that solo, and she did not want to do that. So.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Very
good.
All right,
Jeff, what do we got next here?
Next is Hot Hits from WTIC.
Hot Hits in Hartford is what we're
Hartford.
Doing. Yeah.
However, Mike Joseph was the consultant for this format, put it together. He was originally a program director at WABC back in like 1960. And he was really upset because the first Hot Hits formatted radio station that he consulted was WFBL in Syracuse back in 1977. However, the owners of WFBL did not make money very much, and they didn't. They sent him a check for services, and it bounced. And he would never recognize WFBL as the first station to do it. But I know it was, because I was working at WJPZ, the college station, and one of the people that was in the Hot Hits, I was there when he got the call from WFBL to be on the radio station. So and he was so excited because it was a chance to get into his first commercial radio station after being in college. So. So you get to hear Bobby McGee and Bill Lanky, and who is really Bill Lee, working for WCBS FM today.
Okay,
let's do it.
This week in my classic electric segment, we're traveling to Hartford, Connecticut, and we're going to hear my favorite radio format. It's Hot Hits, as heard on radio station WTIC FM. The radio announcers you're going to hear are Bobby McGee and Bill Lanky. And if Bill Lanky's voice sounds very familiar to you, it should. He handles evenings at radio station WCBS FM as Broadway Bill Lee. So without further ado, Want to sit back and enjoy the Mike Joseph Consultant format hot hits on this week's edition of All Things Radio Live.
96 Ticks with Frankie Valli from movie soundtrack Grease. Got a brand new name, over $400, looking for the last name of Zagor.
96 Ticks.
Sunday, the rest of the afternoon. Fair to die, low of 65. Sunny tomorrow, the high of 85. Winds northwest, 8 miles per hour. Humidity 51%. Temperature 82.
WTIC.
96 ticks off Walter Egan. For all my friends at Windsor High, Bobby McGee want to give away over $400 cash for the last name of Zagor. All coming up in minutes.
WTIC-FM.
96 takes a little chic from friends in Bristol. Kansas weekend. Your chance with Kansas album, Kansas Mobiles. All starts tomorrow at 3, only here.
WTIC-FM.
Fellow lovers of classic boogie, Bobby Boogie McGee. 96 takes with hit after hit.
WTIC-FM, Hartford.
I know thousands of teenagers would love to drag Andy Gibb run across the floor, man, but that's good stuff. Rockville High graduates Bobby McGee, hit after hit, 96 digs.
WTIC-FM, you can change your mind.
Hard to take a chance on you, dear, but it's tough carrying around this 10-foot pole. But 96 Ticks with Abba from Rogers Park Junior High. Your Kansas weekend starts tomorrow at 3 with all kinds of goodies for you to win.
WTIC-FM.
96 Ticks, Evelyn Champagne King, looking out for the shame. Looking out for over $400 in the cash kitty for the last name of Zagor. Going to call in a minute.
WTIC-FM.
Six ticks off Jerry Rafferty in Baker Street, number one. Now he's negotiating my girl's school, retired. Saying hi with Bobby McGee and St. Paul High and hit after you.
WTIC-FM.
Larry Jones is bringing on love. Bobby McGee, 96 ticks. Your hitman Bill Lanky going to be here tonight from 6:10. He's got hit after hit details on how you can win all weekend long.
96 ticks.
Sunny this afternoon and fair tonight. Low 65, throwing some sunny tomorrow. The high of 85, winds northwest 8 miles per hour. Humidity 51%, temperature 82.
WTIC-FM.
96 ticks and Rod Stewart. I was only joking.
FM. WTIC-FM.
Nick Gilder got some good stuff for all the friends at Hall High. Looking for the last name of Zagor. You got over $400. Going to make a call in a minute.
WTIC-FM. 96
Ticks.
WTIC-FM.
96 Ticks. WTIC-FM. Fast foods. Fast foods.
Jeannie says I'm a whiz in the kitchen. It's thanks to Cheese Whiz processed cheese spread from Kraft. Those little glass jars do more, faster than any food I know. I heat up Cheese Whiz with milk and make fondue with sliced apples for dipping. Jeannie says she'd never have time to make fondue, but I know a secret. Cheese Whiz processed cheese spread from Kraft.
America spells cheese, K-R-A-F-T.
You say you need a thingamajig for the Watsits?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah. 7-Eleven. That's the place you run to when you run out of something around the house.
Oh, thank heaven. We got it made. Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. 7-Eleven, the little store that's always there to lend a hand, no matter what you need.
Oh, thank heaven.
A store that's a whole lot more than just a food store. Why, we've got just about everything. Say you're shaving in the morning and your razor blade won't cut it. You cut out for 7-Eleven. Suppose the wife needs a light bulb for a makeup mirror. From shoe polish to shampoo, from medicine to makeup. 7-Eleven, we got it all. Say, if you got to participate in 7-Eleven store in your neighborhood, then you got it made.
Going to be partly sunny this afternoon. Fair tonight, low of 65. Sunny tomorrow, the high of 85. Winds northwest 8 miles. Humidity 51%, temperature 82.
WTIC.
Six takes love and kisses from Thank God It's Friday. All the graduates of Lewis S. Mills. Bobby McGee looking for the last name of Zagor. Got over $400 in cash kitty. Gonna give it away coming up in a minute. Stick around.
WTIC-FM.
Six Ticks of Michael Johnson. Bobby McGee connected to you with hit after hit only here.
96 Ticks.
Stand by for a Kansas weekend. And it's only on 96 Ticks. It's your chance to score all weekend long. The Kansas Point of No Return LP. And a special three-dimensional Kansas Mobile for each album winner. And there's more.
All we are is death.
Five of this weekend's lucky album winners will receive pairs of tickets to the New Haven appearance of Kansas next Tuesday night. All the winning starts Friday at 3, and it's only on your music connection, 96 Ticks.
Pass my bongos, please. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Barry Manilow getting down as the Copacabana. Bobby McGee, your hitman, Mike West, I'm 10-2. Who plays best? You check him out only here.
96 Ticks. WTIC-FM.
Discover Caffeine Bubblegum, too.
Lifesavers, a registered
trademark for Roll Candy. Tonight, low 65, sunny tomorrow, the high of 85. Winds northwest 8 miles, high humidity 51%. Temperature 82.
96.
On your cash connection, you found a cash kit this hour, $444, 444. That's in the cash kitty for the last name of Zagor. If you know any Zagor, you call me, tell him I cash him up. Get him on 96 Ticks and get off the phone because I'm going to make the call. Coming up in minutes. Six Ticks, a little village people, macho man. I'm talking about your body. I'll take any girl who doesn't last for more than 30 seconds. Look at me. Bobby McGee was hit after hit.
WTIC-FM.
Just called a Samuel Zager residence, Lebanon, Connecticut. Didn't know how much money he had in the cash kitty, so I'm going to put some more money in. Got a brand new last name, Valenti. That's who I'm looking for cash in minutes. With me, low, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Baby, we can talk all night.
96 Ticks with Olivia Newton-John said to him, lose about 200 pounds and call me later. But that's some good stuff with Bobby McGee, hit after hit.
WTIC-FM.
This is, let me check over, Bobby McGee with hit after hit, 96 Ticks. Stick around. With the Rolling Stones and Miss You from Friends at LP in Windsor. Bobby McGee connecting you with hit after hit.
WTIC-FM.
96 Ticks for Avon. Kansas weekend starts tomorrow at 3. All kinds of goodies for you to win. From your easy winner, be here.
WTIC-FM.
New Britain, Barry Manilow, looking for the last name of Valenti. Don't need Valenti, you get him here because I had over $400 cash. Going to make a call coming up within 30 minutes.
WTIC-FM.
96 Ticks with no static at all from movie soundtrack FM. Steely Dan. Yep, the boss went to see the movie, and now we're going to get all the girls out of the studio. Sorry, girls. Girls are going to have to leave. First thing.
WTIC-FM.
96 Texas, Bruce Springsteen, man. What that guy could do, if you could sing, you know? But Wes Finsbury, Bobby McGee, Montague, Kansas weekend starts tomorrow at 3. All kinds of goodies for you to win from your easy winner, all right here.
96 Texas.
Tonight, low 65, sunny tomorrow, the high of 85. Winds northwesterly, mild, humidity 51%, temperature 82.
WPIC,
the 96 Texas with Robert Palmer. And look at the last name of Valenti. Got over $400 in the cash kitty. I want to make a call coming up soon.
FM, WTIC-FM.
96 takes on Frankie Valli from the soundtrack of Grease. Bobby McGee getting you ready for a Kansas weekend. Starts tomorrow at 3.
WTIC-FM.
96 takes a good old Jefferson Starship for all my friends at West Hill.
Your music connection.
WTIC-FM with Bonnie Tyler and some good stuff for all my friends at, Bennett Junior High. Bobby McGee with details on a weekend coming up. Stick around.
96.6 WTIC-FM.
Ed, where are we going?
Now, Margaret, you'll see.
Why are we stopping, dear?
Hello, Mr. Swenson.
Evening, Milt.
Ed, who is that?
Got the concerto ready, or would you rather hear the waltz?
Oh, the waltz would be fine.
Honey, why is that man opening a cello case in our back seat?
It's a viola, dear. Evening, Bob.
Hello, Mr. Swenson.
Ed.
Well, you always complain that my car stereo speakers sound so tinny. I decided to get true concert hall sound, so I went out and I hired a symphonic trio.
But, Ed, you could have gotten Jensen Triaxial speakers. They're the most advanced car stereo speakers ever made, dear. Sweeter, tweeter, woofer, and mid-range driver. Something other companies imitate but can't duplicate.
Evening, Mr. Swenson.
Ed, what are we doing now?
Could you move over a little, dear? We gotta make room for the zither.
Oh, Ed.
Pick up quality sound reproduction for your car without picking up the musicians with Jensen Triaxial three-way car stereo speakers, the first ever with a separate woofer, tweeter, and mid-range.
Get yourself ready, get yourself set. You're about to get the greatest flavor to get. Starburst fruit juice.
Summertime is Starburst blast-off time, because Starburst fruit juice in lemon, orange, strawberry, and lime blasts you off on the beach, on a hike, on a bike, anywhere there's fun. So blast off with Starburst, a burst of fruit flavor from the very first chew.
Starburst fruit juice, ooh, you get a burst of fruit flavor from the very first chew. Burst of fruit flavor from the very first chew.
Gotta be fair tonight, low 65, sunny tomorrow, the high of 85, winds northwest 8 miles per hour, humidity 51%, temperature 80,
96
on your cash connection. The amount of cash connection this hour, $452, the last name of Valenti. Know any Valentis, you call, you tell them that cash amount, you get them on 96 ticks, and get off the phone because I'm going to make the call, coming up in a minute. WTIC-FM. 96 Texas Celebration featuring Mike Love from Friends at East Berry School in Glastonbury. Just called a James Valenti resident in Britain, Connecticut. No answer there, so I'm going to put some more money in the cash kitty and got a new name coming up in minutes.
WTIC-FM.
96 Texas. Walter Egan, man, it's a good record. Bobby McGee, hit after hit, got a new name in the cash kitty, over $400 for the last name of Callis.
96 Texas.
This weekend, it's your chance to win Kansas albums and mobiles and maybe some tickets to put you down in front to see Kansas. Have it here all weekend with Patti Smith Group, because of night. So macho. 96.6, Patti Smith Group, your hitman, Mike West. You know him, man. He's cool. I dig him, man. He's on tonight for 10 to 2, and you've got it only here.
96.6.
WTIC-FM.
You got me fair tonight, low 63, sunny tomorrow, the high of 87. Winds northwest 10 miles per hour, humidity 52%, temperature 83.
WTIC-FM.
96.6, a little new John and Jennifer, a little Louis Andrake. Throw my friends in Plainville High with Bobby McGee connecting you with Hit After Hit.
WTIC-FM.
96 takes with the old chase, and that's some good stuff. Bill Ecke's got Callus. That's the name we're looking for. Over $400 in the cash kitty coming up on 96 takes.
Your music connection. WTIC-FM.
Bip, bop, bam. Here I am. This is Bill Ecke, and I aim to entertain your brain on your music connection.
WTIC-FM,
Hartford, AI. WTIC-FM. 96 blows through with y'all hit number two. It's Evelyn Champagne King. It's Smooth Talking Thing with that shame, and this is Bill Lanky.
WTIC-FM.
Well, Michael Johnson, if you want to have a good time all alone, then don't moan. 96 ticks for New Britain.
FM, WTIC-FM.
Now, what's all this about boogers? Oh, that's boogie, boogie, boogie. 96 ticks with a taste of honey. This is Bill Lanky. Shaw got a lot of money for some of the name Khalees. You know, fuck you, get them on the telephone. Tell them if they want to win, all they got to do is listen.
96 ticks, WTIC-FM.
96 ticks with a lubrication sensation. It's Frankie Valli speaking his piece on the motion picture grease for Rocky Hill.
96 ticks.
All across the dance floors, 96 ticks with stuff from the Commodores. It's three times a lady. WTIC-FM works for West H with the Commodores on your music connection.
96 ticks.
It's fair out there tonight, bottom 63, sunshine tomorrow, top 82, winds northwest at 10, humidity 52%, temperature 83,
96
on your cash connection. The amount of cash getting this hour, $458. Get on the phone, call someone you know the last name, Khalees. You tell them the cash amount, they get the regular back off the phone too, because I got to get through. On the good foot, 96 ticks with Sheik. This is Bill Lanky. I tried to connect $458 to Henry Khalees of Waterbury. He didn't know because he didn't answer the phone, but I got bigger bucks and a new name coming up in minutes.
WTIC-FM.
Well, there you go. Hot Hits is heard on 96 ticks WTIC-FM with Bobby McGee and Bill Lanky. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the program, or if there's a classic air trick that you'd like me to present, why don't you let me know about it by email or voicemail. For All Things Radio Live, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Well, Jeffy,
very good.
Yeah, I held a record that time. Nobody, you didn't lose any listeners, so you must have hit a hot streak there, because
that was really good.
Do you know what the biggest problem with that format was? It had a very high Q, but it didn't have a lot of long length listening. But people would listen to get their songs. And they did do some alterations at that point. They weren't doing the top five every hour on that particular air check. They would do the top five every hour. They would do the top 20 once every few hours. They had recents. They had a very, very narrow playlist, but it was something I liked.
Yeah, they did.
I had a girlfriend I was living with in Syracuse when, take that garbage off. I don't want to hear that station. And she said, it's either me or the radio station. She says, what are you going to say? What are you going to do? It's either me or the radio station. I said, I'm thinking.
I'm thinking, yeah. Your money or your life. Yeah.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, good. Well, the thing is, yeah, and they did that. And if you want to hear 1978, but the other end of the year, that was late summer, early fall, whatever that was, you're going to hear the songs that Tim is going to play, which is the top 20 from 1978 at 8:30 Eastern time here on The Legend. And he'll be playing the songs that were popular at the beginning of April and in this time of year. So that'll be a whole different set.
You know,
I like Bill Lee.
I liked him too. And if you listen to him at CBS FM, of course, he can't do the same kind of shtick, but he sounded just as good at Hot 97 in New York, Hot 103.5 in New York. And you could hear him on
WLOL in Minneapolis.
Yep, he was there.
Good there too. Okay.
And very nice guy. I talked to him once. I wanted to interview him, and it didn't work out for All Things Radio a long time, a while ago. And it wasn't, we weren't able to work out a time where I could record and do an interview with it. But I think I'll try again at some point. But it was Go ahead, Sean.
What was the syndicated show that Bill Lee did? There was a syndicated show that he did for a while, but I can't remember the name of it.
I don't know the name of it either, but probably had to do with disco or something of that nature.
It was a dance show. It was kind of a dance show. It wasn't Party America. That was the one with Fast Jimmy Roberts and Jay Thomas, but it was something like that. And
I know he didn't do dance tracks, so I'll have to take a look and find out what he did do.
I think that was Jeff Wyatt, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Jeff Wyatt.
But he was a good announcer.
Jeff Wyatt was on Power 106, too.
Out in Los Angeles,
that's
right.
That's when Emmis owned them. And, in fact, the very first week they were on, Bill Lee auditioned overnight because I was out there. And I'm listening to the station, all of a sudden I'm hearing Bill Lee at like 1 in the morning. I'm like, oh, yeah.
The guy also worked at Power 106 was a guy named Todd McLaren, but you know him as Todd Parker. We went to college together. He worked there at Power 106 as well for a while. So. It was an interesting time in radio. Unfortunately, sure, as I said, it didn't do well. It might have done well had people bought his phase two consulting, because obviously he couldn't keep that kind of format forever. And he was, I guess he was trying to develop it and try to make it more broad oriented, shall we say, a broad based format. I understand, and I never got to hear it, that he even had a version of it in Spanish, and I've never gotten to hear that. I wish I could have had any interest in that.
That would have been interesting to hear, yeah.
But again,
I remember a lot of top 40 stations did those weekends like he did, you know, the Kansas weekends.
Yeah.
And they'd make them just bigger than life. It was just like, you know, we're giving away this and this and this this weekend. And, you know, I won every weekend. Every weekend. And I won on two different addresses, so I could send one to Ball State and one to my house. And then at the end of the year, I had a big album giveaway on the Ball State station.
You know, I ended one radio contest when WWDJ first came on the air, and they said, well, I'll be the third caller. I was a third caller, and they said, what have I won? Sweet and Innocence, a single by the Osmonds. They sent the record to my house, and my mom looked at the envelope, and I opened the envelope up, and she says, look at this, the envelope. The post office ruined the record. It's cracked in three pieces. Oh, those are the days.
That big budget, the WWDJ, a lot of money going around there, you know?
I like that station. But why is it that I like the underdogs? I don't know why, but I do. There are some formats I really do like.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They don't always last, but I enjoyed them. So, you know, what can I say?
It's good.
So.
It's good.
So I want to challenge you listeners, voicemails, emails. Chris and I were talking about it earlier. We're going to hear WBLM songs that don't have the title in the lyrics. Rainy Day Woman 12 and 35 by Bob Dylan. Positive and 4th Street by Bob Dylan. Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones. Doesn't ever say the word Sympathy for the Devil. Or Funk Number 49 by the James Gang. They never mentioned
The Rain
Funk
in the Park and Other Things by the Castles.
By the Castles. And you get to hear a bunch of this. I thought that was pretty clever. When I recorded this last week, I thought that they were a good station owned by Townsquare Media, WBLM, progressive rock station. They've been doing progressive rock or album rock since 1973. I got to hear them because I had a roommate who lived in New Hampshire, and we would travel up to New Hampshire and Maine on the weekends. And they were a cutting edge radio station. They're not so necessarily cutting edge now, but for what he had to work with and what they do today, I thought it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'll turn it over to you, Bill.
We'll take the time to thank all the panel members for coming in tonight. Hope Jennifer gets better. She'll be back next week in the lineup. And we'll come back with more and more features. You never know what we're going to land on. But we'll do that next week. And we'll finish out with your WBLM. And thanks to the listeners.
This week in my featured station segment, we're traveling to Portland, Maine, and we're going to listen to radio station WBLM-FM. The station broadcasts a classic rock format and is owned and operated by Town Square Media. The radio announcer you're going to hear is Jay Stu, and listen to his lunchtime special, where he plays songs whose titles are never mentioned in any of the lyrics of the songs. So without further ado, sit back and enjoy radio station WBLM-FM from Portland, Maine, on this week's edition of All Things Radio Live.
From one city center to the world, this is the legendary rock and roll blimp, 102.9 WBLM, Portland, a Town Square Media station.
WBLM, Maine's classic rock station. I'm Jay Stu. Hopefully you've got all your shopping done for the big Easter dinner coming up on Sunday. And hopefully the Easter Bunny has everything set for your kids and that they've been good so that the Easter Bunny will actually pop by. You don't want to have bad kids because then the Easter Bunny just leaves all the candy for the parents and they eat it all. Let's keep going. Ram Jam, BLM.
Are you ready to rock?
Another wicked long block of classic rock continues. 40 minutes nonstop on WBLM.
WBLM, Maine's classic rock station. Our friends at Grant's Shop and Save, it's funny, I was just talking about Easter dinner a few minutes ago. You know that they're just getting pummeled today and tomorrow with people grabbing the last minute things for, you know, Easter Sunday dinner, brunch, whatever your family has going on. So we're thinking about them while we crank up some Billy Squire.
You do. It's always better with a soundtrack.
Back on the chain again.
Listen at work and let your day fly by.
I've been the fast lane.
Maine rocks on the job with BLM.
I guess you're just what I need.
WBLM, Maine's classic rock station. The last couple days with the weather being what it has been and all the fog and stuff, I feel like there's a subject we have to come back to. Just two songs from now, that's on the way. It's a crucial mistake that Maine drivers are making left and right, and we should probably at least mention it, you know what I mean, for safety issues, right? Right now it's Twisted Sister, that's wicked safe.
I want to rock!
The one and only rock and roll blimp.
Thank you very much.
102.9 WBLM.
WBLM, Maine's classic rock station. I'm Jay Stu. So the other day, I'm on my home from work, on my way home, and it was super foggy, you know, with the all the stuff going on. Just the weather has just been miserable, right? And this white car, all of a sudden, I noticed, it just came out of nowhere. The fog was so dense out by my house that they had no headlights on. And so by the time that white car just appeared out of nowhere in the fog, I was like, yeah, it actually startled me. And, it got me thinking, it's like, for the love of God, why won't people just turn on their headlights? It's like, I understand you can see, but I can't see you. It's not always just about your vision. It's your visibility. So just something you want to keep in mind. We have a little ditty about that. Oh, yeah. And it's the law. We've got it over at WBLM.com in the app.
Doubles, triples, grand slams.
Play ball!
Baseball is back, and we've got the perfect weekend lined up and ready to hit it out of the park. It's the Play Ball Weekend. Every hour, we'll feature double plays, triple plays, and grand slams of the legends of classic rock. Hall of Famers like Fleetwood Mac, Led Zeppelin, and the Rolling Stones. All-time greats like Bon Jovi, Def Leppard, and Tom Petty. And some of the rookies of classic rock like Red Hot Chili Peppers, Nirvana, and Pearl Jam. Killer lineup for a killer weekend of baseball. Step up to the plate, lock us in on your radio or the app, and get ready to play ball all weekend long.
The Blimps Play Ball Weekend is brought to you by Cheese Louise. Sweet dreams are made of cheese. It's a Play Ball Weekend. Go Sox!
WBLM.
Hey, Captain, what would you do with $30,000?
Oh, that's easy. I'd give it all to charity. What would you do, Celeste?
I would commission a wax figure of Dave Grohl for my dining room.
Go fund yourself. What will you do with 30 grand? It all starts Monday.
Maine's classic rock station, WBLM. We're going to get the classic, the classic lunch going here in just about 15 minutes. And today's songs are all songs where the title does not appear in the lyrics. You know what I mean? So the title, I won't say has nothing to do with the song, but you won't hear the title sung in any way during. So that's what we got going on. The name is not in the lyrics the whole hour on WBLM Classic Lunch.
We've got all the classic rock you need. Hey, Jude. Another wicked long block of classic rock. 40 minutes nonstop on WBLM.
Tell me, who are you?
Some people call me
102.9 WBLM.
Yeah.
City center to the world. This is the legendary rock and roll blimp. 102.9 WBLM, Portland, a Town Square Media station.
WBLM, Maine's classic rock station. It's the classic lunch. I'm Jay Stu. It's a fun one today. All these songs that we're going to play the whole hour have titles that appear nowhere in the lyrics, like that one from Buffalo Springfield. Nowhere does it say For What It's Worth. It's great example here. No one at any point says the phrase funk number 49 in this song anywhere. It's a James Gang.
Only the blimp gives you 40 minutes of nonstop music every hour. Another wicked long block of classic rock continues on WBLM.
WBLM Classic Lunch. Jay Stu here with you today on Maine's classic rock station. All these songs we're playing the whole hour. You will not find the title in the lyrics anywhere. So the name is not in the song. That's what we got going on right now. It's Supertramp.
You're listening to BLM's Classic Lunch. This is the BLM Classic Lunch Hour.
WBLM, Maine's classic rock station. I grew up on 4th Street. Probably not the same one Bob Dylan's talking about. This weekend, Sunday, of course, is Easter. And if you're looking, trying to figure out where to take the kids for the good Easter egg hunt, all you have to do is head over to WBLM.com or the app. We've got all the Easter egg hunts we could find and put them all together in one spot. So if you're looking for one near you, whether that's 5 minutes away or an hour and a half away, you could probably find one where you might want to take kids to. And as far as the weather on Sunday, it's looking a little better than it has the last several days. So hopefully it continues to cooperate. But if you're looking for an Easter egg hunt, you can probably find one right now at WBLM.com or the app.
Well, there you go. A trip to Portland, Maine, and radio station WBLM-FM with their classic rock format and their radio announcer, Jay Stu. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the program, or if there's a featured station that you'd like me to present, why don't let me know about it by email or voicemail. The email address here is Jeff. That's J-E-F-F, Jeff, at allthingsradio.net. Or you can call that feedback line at 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595, hitting option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio Live, I'm Jeff Bennett.
This concludes another All Things Radio Live. Join us every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the latest radio news, interviews, caller questions and comments, station scopes, and more. Visit the show's official website at www.allthingsradio.net and visit the Legend website at legendoldies.com. Join us again next week for another All Things Radio Live on the Worldwide Legend.